This podcast of the Daily Buzz is brought to you by Moore Family Pharmacy. It's not just a name, it's what you get. Moore in Allegan, Hamilton, Plainwell, and South Haven. Moore Family Pharmacy. Paul Ann Decker with the Daily Buzz on Cozy. Get some projects done over the weekend. Word out from American homeowners that 20% admit they started a home improvement project just to one-up the neighbors. 42% of respondents say there's lots of competition among their neighbors to have the best house on the street, and the amount the average homeowner has spent to keep up with the Joneses, about $3,500. Who says email's dead? Despite claims that email is dead, a new survey finds that while 22% of respondents said they use email less in the last year, 45% said their email use over the last 12 months was about the same, and 33% say they used it more. I definitely used it more. What's the perfect age gap for a happy, lasting marriage? Australian researchers just looked at marriage records for over 8,600 households and found couples who are 1 year apart in age have a 3% chance of divorce. A five-year age difference equates to an 18% split rate, coupled with a 10-year age gap with a 39% chance of the big D. And couples with a 20-year gap get divorced 95% of the time. Yeah, that'd be weird, huh? Word out that 70% of Americans would rather live someplace else. Only 20% said if all things were equal, they'd stay within 10 miles of where they live now. Vast majority of us would travel across the state, across the country, or even to another country to live. Me? Nope. Love it right where I am. We'll turn the page in 60 seconds. It's the Daily Buzz on Cozy. Paul Ann Decker with the Daily Buzz on Cozy. A new study out of Great Britain finds that if you swear when you're injured, it increases your pain tolerance by a third. Researchers worked with different swear words and even invented a couple of incentives, but they say the word that starts with F seems to work the best. Gary Hendrickson was hanging out on a Santa Rosa beach on the Gulf Coast when he noticed a bottle bobbing in the water. Picked it up, found a note inside, and read it. It said, "Hello, June 16, 1995, Frankfort, Michigan. I've tossed this bottle into the water to bring joy to someone who finds it. This whiskey bottle was full just a few short hours ago, and if you find this, call me and I'll buy you a drink." The note included a phone number, so Hendrickson called it. He chatted with the man who sent the message and theorized how the bottle got from Michigan to Florida. They assume it traveled down the Mississippi River all the way to the Gulf of Mexico. Wow. Wonder if he ever got that drink. In Utah, Wasatch Brewery has been making beer for over 30 years, with their Polygamy Porter being one of their most popular. Well, Wasatch is trying to expand across the country, but they've run into trouble in North Carolina, where lawmakers are refusing to sell Polygamy Porter. Because, you know, polygamy is illegal. In a statement, the Alcoholic Beverage Control Commission in North Carolina went further, explaining that they're keeping this beer off the shelves because representing something illegal is undignified and in bad taste. Casco's Ultimate Mud Challenge is coming up. It's a 5K off-road obstacle course run at Lake Arvesta Farms, August 3rd, the 5th annual Casco Ultimate Mud Challenge. It's a mission to support local ministries. You can register for the 5K individual race, the team event, or the Children's Mud Run Challenge at cascomudder.com. That's CASCOMUDDER.com. The event, again, is Saturday, August 3rd at Lake Arvesta Farms in South Haven. It's a stop on our cozy summer tour. So I'll be broadcasting there live the morning of August 3rd. Knucklehead News out of Missouri, where a woman who stole a car and chronicled it on Facebook won't be going to jail because she was stealing her own car, which had been stolen 2 days earlier. Danielle Reno got out of her Toyota 4Runner for a few minutes to pick up her daughter. When she got back, the car was gone. in it her wallet and cell phone, which she left inside. But rather than file a police report, she decided to do a little sleuthing of her own. She spent the next 2 days tracking the charges on her credit card, which was inside her wallet, and was eventually led to a convenience store. Once inside, she asked a worker if he remembered anything about the person who made the purchase, and indeed he did, hearing three women talk about going to Applebee's. So that was her next stop. Sure enough, while sitting at a table in the restaurant, she saw the women walk in and sit down. That's when she walked out to the parking lot, got into her own car, and drove away. She shared a video on Facebook, then called the police, whom she met at the restaurant, to watch them arrest the three women. Of course, cops don't recommend people do their own police work, but she says she was never in harm's way. That's the Daily Buzz. I accept buzzable material at paul@wcsy.com, my email. You can drop things off here at the station on M140 in South Haven across from McFadden's, or just leave me a message on our cozy Facebook page. Proud to post Daily Buzz podcasts at wcsy.com, our website, Facebook, TuneIn, Podcast Republic, Google Play, all the major really cool podcast outlets. You can even ask Alexa to play our Super Hits 103.7 Cozy FM Daily Podcasts. Yesterday's history, tomorrow's a mystery, today's a gift. That's why it's called the present. I'm Paul Landecker. Let's buzz again tomorrow. Make it a great day.